All right, we got our buddy Will Brinson coming by at the top of the hour. Joe O, Sammy P. We'll talk to Jim Costa from The Ticket in Detroit also the next hour, as our countdown to kickoff team has been the Detroit Lions today. Man, going through these slates, whether it's this weekend or next weekend, really get you pumped. we did make it, man. Really excited about it. College football. We started talking about the Portnoy situation with Ohio State, which I'm very curious how that ends up going. So we kind of didn't have enough time to go over our make and miss the playoff markets that we were interested in. I mentioned to you, speaking of Portnoy, that I'm in on Michigan this year. Underwood officially announced the quarterback. We all knew that was going to be the case. Boy, they're missing a lot of the top teams in the Big Ten, whether it be Penn State, Oregon, Illinois, Indiana. They're missing all those teams this year. But I am expecting a big bounce back from Michigan this season. You can get that at 2-1. Were there any make-miss teams that popped to you, Sam?
I like USC. Now, that's been bet a little bit. USC brings back, you know, a ton on offense. And I've got, you know, USC like over 8.5. I think that's a pretty good look. Their schedule is tough, but when you look at the games they're going to be dogs in, they're not big dogs. So they're in a coin flip at Illinois. It'll be a coin flip when they're home against Michigan. At Nebraska is a coin flip. And then they're going to be a substantial dog at Oregon. Brad Powers has them plus 11.3. I'm a little bit cheaper because I'm higher on USC. I think that game's closer to maybe 10. But they're not big dogs. I guess Notre Dame game too. So at Notre Dame, they'll be a double-digit dog for sure. But you could be 10-2. You could be 9-3 with a win over Oregon or a win over, you know, Notre Dame. You could win that game. I think you have to win one of those marquee games, of course. But this was a team that was 5-1 to make the playoff. And that number's basically gone. It's been knocked in a little bit. Current price I see right now, 450, give or take. So there's been a little bit of an appetite to bet the Trojans. Look, I think they're sleeping on Lincoln Riley. And they feel like they have the quarterback. Mm-hmm. The talent is always there at USC. They've spent a little extra money in the portal. MGM's price to make the playoff is, oh, can't find it, of course. Got 18-1 to win the Big Ten. But to make the playoff, there we go, 4-1. All right. So that 5-1 is definitely long gone. That was a team that I had thought about a couple of weeks ago. I talked about it on a different show. I like USC. I'm much higher on them than Illinois, and I think a lot of people would put those teams on the same line, USC and Illinois. And
yeah,
I'm not there.
I like that one. I started looking at some of the numbers of the teams that we threw out the possibilities of, okay, what if things can go wrong here, even though they had a great season a year ago in the regular season? What if they fall out? The value just isn't there on the miss. Do you agree with that? Because I'm just looking at the numbers. Like, you made a case, okay, Ohio State is not a for sure thing, and here's why. So if you bet to miss, you can get plus 240. Or I threw out there about Oregon. Okay, what if they slip in the conference? These teams are moving up. Like you mentioned, hey, what if USC is really good? I talked about Michigan, and somebody's got to slide back. Okay, Oregon. Oregon to miss is plus 130. Like, there's not a lot of value in the miss markets. That's why I think another reason that people end up taking some longer shots on the make the playoff market. You're high on Clemson big picture, but we all know the second best team in that conference, they're playing Notre Dame on Sunday night. Miami in that plus 170 range to make. Do you find that appealing?
I already bet 2-1, so I'm okay. Already invested there. I'm looking at the range right now. Miami to make the playoff at MGM is still 2-1. So I would, wink, wink, I would bet that. The problem with trying to find these big dogs to miss is that you don't really have any $4 or $5 favorites, and that sort of protection built in by the books. You know, I think a couple of years ago when some of those Georgia teams were coming off national titles, you would have seen Georgia minus 500. And then you would have had the no or the miss at plus 375 or plus 385. But you don't have that this year. So the most expensive team at BetMGM to make the playoffs is Ohio State, ironically enough. They've got them minus 325. Then they've got Penn State at minus 300. So you're never going to get that $3 dog in any of these markets on any of these teams. Texas, they have, let's see, Texas to make the playoff is, oh, Jesus. Sometimes these sites are just, they have a mind of their own.
I know.
Can't even know. Texas to make the playoff. Like, this is absurd. But, I mean, Texas can't be much far off. Why can I not find Texas at this website? Like, it's infuriating sometimes, these websites. But my point is simple. Like, your highest teams are Ohio State, Penn State, Texas. And they're all minus 350 or less, give or take. So you're never going to get that huge, juicy payout. Now, what you can do at some of these books, you can do parlay to miss. You could take this team no with that team no. And then, you know, you could run it up. But even that's becoming tougher and tougher. Like, a lot of the books won't even let you do that. But if you take a team at plus 170 to make and 2-1 to miss and wheel the plus 170 with the 2-1, that's how you get a nice price. And then maybe you boost it. Maybe you add a little 20% boost on it to ramp it up a little bit more. But you're not going to get a scenario many times where you're betting a little to win a lot in this playoff market.
Okay, I've got one more long shot that I want to throw your way. We're going to the Big 12, the wide open conference. Nobody truly knows what's going to happen there. And I'm getting a plus 450 on a team that I'd say most people view as, even though it's open, they're in the top two, top three. Texas Tech to make the playoff. Plus 450. Schedule doesn't seem too difficult as far as preseason rankings. Preseason teams that are in the top 25, you've got to go to Arizona State, got to go to Kansas State near the middle of the season. But what do you think about Texas Tech plus 450?
I think you should rip it if you like it. I understand it.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of money in that program too. I mean, they've spent more money than pretty much everybody. And NIL. That's certainly something you didn't think was going to happen.
They're spending money every sport. They made a run in women's softball too. Like, they put a ton of money into that. Like, I saw a bunch of stories on that one as well. As far as the top transfers in the conference, I saw an ESPN story. They're like, yeah, the Texas Tech, they got the top three transfers in the conference too. Like, they were up there, I think first or second, according to most rankings on the portal. So it killed it. It's a matter of doing it on the field. Now that you pay the players, what are they going to do on the field for you? But you would think in a wide open conference that's going to happen. And that might be a team where if they have a hot start, and they should with the soft schedule that they have, like, people might jump on them quickly.
The other team, let's stick in this part of the country. I know it's a different conference now. As weird as that is to say that Texas Tech and Oklahoma are not in the same conference, but they're not. Oklahoma has a big game, man. Huge game, week number two against Michigan. And that's a home game for them. It's in Norman. Very, very winnable game, of course. Game's going to be like a pick 'em. Maybe it's Michigan minus one or whatever. But Oklahoma with a 2-0 start is going to move rapidly. You know, that price, if they can beat Michigan, which I actually find myself probably on Michigan in that game, or on Oklahoma rather, you're talking about an easy, easy price that you could get ahead of here. So Oklahoma to make the playoffs, BetMGM has plus 350. And then some competitive books are closer to 4-1. That's a team I kind of price similarly to USC. Now, the market's a little bit higher on Oklahoma than USC. But if Mateer is as good as everybody says he is, I know he's a very, very sexy pick for Heisman. I'm not there. But if Oklahoma beats Michigan, you could kiss that 4-1 playoff bet long gone. So that's sort of the advice. Try and find a team in that 4-5-1 range that might have an easy slate early or a relatively controllable slate where you can do some damage and pick that number off before the season starts. Because if Oklahoma beats Michigan, you're going to see 225, 250, and then everybody will come rushing into bet. So you want to be ahead of the curve, not after the curve.
I mean, Mateer already won the Heisman, didn't he? That's what everybody told me all offseason.
That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. That's going to be an interesting one. Yeah, because I think people don't know what to expect. Oklahoma's schedule is brutal this year. I do remember seeing that. So it's going to – he may have a pretty good year, but look, I know it didn't happen last season, but I believe that to be the ultimate outlier. I think if you're really going to be a quarterback in that Heisman conversation, you've got to be one of the 12 teams, especially the way they set it up now where it's truly going to be, according to their rankings, the four best teams. They're getting the byes in the playoff. Like, I'm not saying you have to have a bye, but you've got to be in that playoff conversation. But yeah, they around that Michigan game, they have a couple of soft ones. And hell's coming to breakfast mid-October. Texas, South Carolina, Ole Miss, Tennessee, Bama, Missouri, then LSU. Like, that's going to be brutal. I don't mind going under the win total, even though a lot of people are hot on this team just because of the quarterback.
They should start 5-0 though. And then you start 5-0, then maybe you get some injuries to other teams. You start 5-0, it's going to be tough to stop that train.
Yep. Yeah, especially Oklahoma. It's been a while since they've been that strong. Joe O, Sammy P. We'll get to some NFL. Oh, feels good to do this. Bouncing back and forth NFL, college football. Will Brinson next on the BetMGM Network.